The Ramah writes in Yerodeus in Shin Lamed Hei Sif Dalid in the Halachas of Bikur Cholam. The Ramah quotes a halacha b'shem the Ramban that Hamavakar es Achola, someone who visits a chola and does not offer a tefila while he is there visiting the chola, lo kiyam mitzvah. He does not have a mitzvah Bikur Cholam because apparently offering a tefila is a very intrinsic part of the mitzvah Bikur Cholam itself. Where do we find this inyan of other people being mispalel for a chola or for someone who is in some sort of trouble, some sort of tzara? So we find this does have roots. The Gemara tells us in Moed Katan Daf Hei, V'tamei Tamei Yikra, it says by a mitzora, that tzarech sheyeda es tzara l'rabim. The mitzora should go around and tell everybody that he has some sort of problem, that other people should go ahead and be mispalel for him. So that's what we find already in Moed Katan Daf Hei. Similarly in Shabbos, the Gemara tells us in Daf Samach Zayin, Ilan Shahaya Meshir Peirosav. If you have a tree that all the fruits for some reason are just getting rotten, they're getting spoiled, or they're falling off the tree. So the Gemara tells us, Hayasokur Besikra, the farmer should take a red paintbrush and paint the tree red so that everyone will notice it as they're walking by. Kihechi Dilachazia Inshi Vilibai Rachmimale. In order that other people who pass by his farm will see that he's in some sort of a tzara, there's something going wrong, and they'll go ahead and offer a tefillah for him. So why is this Ramah? Why does he quote the Ramban that this is a most integral part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam? Why is this more important than everything else? Why is this more important than changing the sheets of the chola, than doing anything else that a person could do for a chola to help him out? Why is it that if a person goes to be mevakar chola and he doesn't offer a tefillah, he's not yotzei his mitzvah at all? So Rav Moshe Feinstein explains in Yerodei Chelek Aleph, this is because this is something that's e'efshel lasos ha'idei acherim. Somebody else can visit the chola and sweep the floors. Somebody else can come and change his linens and give him a new pair of clothing. The problem is, nobody else can offer the tefillah that you can offer, because every single tefillah that's offered on behalf of the refuah of the chola will help him get a little bit more of a refuah shlema. So therefore, the Rav Moshe writes that this is a mitzvah she'i'efshar lasas al-yidei acherim. This is something, a component of the Bikur Cholam that's impossible for anyone else to offer, and therefore we assume, like the Ramban tells us, that a person who doesn't offer a tefillah as he's being mevakar chola is not mekayim his mitzvah at all. Reb Shimshon Pinkus writes in the Shor HaTefillah that the Gemara tells us, HaMispalo V'lo Nene, a person who offers a tefillah and he sees that he was not answered, he sees that, let's say, the chola is still sick, or he sees that the tzar he was in is still happening, he was being mispalo for a parnasa and he sees that he still doesn't have it, so the Gemara tells us, Yachzer V'yispalo. Zakter Reb Shimshon Pinkus as follows, Ein zerak inyan shel yispal pam nosefes. This doesn't just mean that a person should offer tefillah. Why not try again? Maybe I didn't have kavana the first time. Maybe the first time something went wrong. O mepchidas kavanasa o misiba acheres ula yirtzeo Hashem. Maybe now is not a good time. Maybe tomorrow. That's not what the Gemara means. Says Reb Shimshon Pinkus, when the Gemara tells us yachzer v'yispalo, you have to go ahead and daven again. It's because elohu dome lechofer bar shachofer chafira acher chafira. It's similar. You can make the analogy to a person who's digging a pit, and each little dig that he makes, he gets closer to the ultimate well that he's trying to dig out. Meaning, I'm trying to make a mikvah, let's say, so every little shovel, every little scoop that I take out of dirt makes it a little bit more qualified to be a mikvah. So therefore, he says, that's the same thing over here. Maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not that you should go ahead and be mispalel again because maybe the first time didn't work. Or maybe the first time I didn't have kavana. No, it's that maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam expects a certain pit, so to speak, to be dug out. And every time a person is mispalel, he brings himself just a little bit closer to what the Ribbono Shel Olam expects from him. So that is what Rav Moshe tells us, that is the reason why the Ramah takes this so seriously, that if a person is being mevakar chola and he doesn't offer a tefillah, he's not mekayim his mitzvah. The reason being that is a mitzvah she'i'efshar lasas al-yidei acherim. Who knows? Maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is just waiting for a few more tefillahs, for your tefillah, for his tefillah. So therefore, everybody has to go ahead and offer their own particular tefillahs when they come to be mevakar chola. Now, we find that there is an inyan of tefillah k'tzara, and there's an inyan of a tefillah arucha. Sometimes a person goes ahead and davens a long Shemana Esrei, and he davens a long tefillah, and sometimes he has just a tefillah k'tzara, he offers a short yihiratzon, he offers a short tefillah on behalf of the chola. One never knows, but all the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking for is just maybe a short tefillah k'tzara. We find an interesting medrash when Klal Yisrael was coming out of Mitzrayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there and being mispalel, and the famous Medrash tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to him, this is not a time for you to go ahead and be mispalel. Everyone's waiting for Kriyas Yamsuf. You should go ahead. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. So the Rokeach quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu was told at the time when Yetzias Mitzrayim is taking place, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Ma titzak elai, what are you crying out to me? Dabra al b'nei Yisrael v'yisos. Zokta rokeach as palos. That at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, Ma titzak elai, so the Medrash tells us, Yesh zman lekatzer, the Yesh zman laharech. There's an appropriate time to have long tefillahs, and there's an appropriate time just to offer a short tefillah. Zokta rokeach, that the word Ma titzak elai, Ma mem hei, refers to once in Moshe Rabbeinu's life when he offered a tefillah arucha, which was when in the 40 days that he went up to Har Sinai to offer, to ask for mechila for Klal Yisrael. So that was Zman Laharich. That was the time that was appropriate to actually be Marich B'Tfilah, 40 days, 40 nights, just asking mechila for Klal Yisrael. But then, the Hey, the Ma Titzak Elai, Mem stands for the 40 days, but the Hey is talking about the five words that Moshe Rabbeinu offers in Tfilah for his sister Miriam when she's sick. Again, Miriam gets Taras. Moshe Rabbeinu says what? Five words, that's the whole Tfilah. Kel Na, Rifa Na La, that's the whole Tfilah. So that's what the Rakeach points out, that when the Medrash tells us Ma Titzak Elai, and it says Yesh Zman Laharech, Yesh Zman Lekatzer, sometimes a person should offer a long tefillah, and sometimes he should offer a short tefillah. So the Rokeach points out that this is what it's referring to. Sometimes we have to be mispel 40 days, we really have to put a lot into it, and sometimes all the Ribbono Shel Olam expects is a five-word tefillah, and that's good enough. That's all he might want from us. So when we are being mispalav for a chola, there's a question that arises, must a person recite the name of the chola or not? So in fact, if we look in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Zakti Gemara Kala Mevakish Rachamim Al Chaveiro, someone who's asking for some sort of rachamim on his friend, someone who's a chola, and I'm asking on his behalf, Ein Tzarech Sheyazkir Lo Shem. I do not have to say the name of the chola when I'm giving a tefillah. When I'm offering a tefillah for the chola, I don't have to recite his name. Why? Shenemar, because we bring a raya from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah on his sister Miriam. All he says is Kel Na Rifana La. He doesn't recite her name. So therefore the Gemara says, you see from here, when I'm being mispalel on a chola, I don't have to recite the name. The Yavitz explains over there why is this true. So he says, because I call Gale Klapi Shemaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows who I'm talking about. He knows who I'm referring to. So therefore, when I'm being mispalel on a chola, I don't have to say who I'm being mispalel for. So the Rishonim have a discussion. What if a person wants to recite the name of the chola? Is there paid in the Gemara Bedavka that I should not recite the name, like we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kelna Rafan Allah? Or no, is it just that I don't have to, but if a person wants to specialize his tefillah and make it specific for the chola himself, maybe he should recite the name. So this is a big discussion. The Tosfos Rid writes in the Piskei Hariyaz on Brachos that if a person wants to recite the name of the chola, he should go ahead and recite it. If you look in the Gulyone Ashas to Rabbi Yosef Engel, there on the Gemara Brachos, so Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes, I don't have a Sefer HaPardes here, so I didn't look it up, but he quotes Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes, says, no, bidavka, when a person is being mispal, he should not recite the name of the chol. That is what he quotes from Rashi, and he brings a raya that the Pasuk says by Avram Avinu, Vayera Elav Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to visit Avram Avinu, and you don't find the name of Avram Avinu there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to visit him. It says, Vayomer Avram Avram. Okay, I don't know what he explains with that, but he says, Vayera Elav Hashem. That's when Hashem was coming to visit Avram Avinu and offer Refuah Shleima. So it doesn't say Avram Avinu's name. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes as the Raya, that we don't recite the names. The Chasam Sofer explains what is the reason for this. What do we have so bad about reciting the name of a chola? What's it going to hurt us? So he says, no, because maybe it's going to be a kitrug or his soris ladin min hashamayim. If you're going to recite the name, it's going to remind them in shamayim, oh, let's look into what he's doing. Let's look into his mitzvahs, his averis, let's see where he's holding. And maybe it's going to be an adverse effect on the chola himself, and it's not going to help it. So the Magen Avraham writes, lahalacha lamaisa, in Siman Kuf Yud Tes, that what do we do when we're being mispalel for a chola? Zok the Magen Avraham. If it's a chola befanav, if I'm in the room of the hospital and I'm visiting the chola himself, and it's very obvious who I'm davening for, so then Zok the Magen Avraham, one should not recite the name of the chola. He should just say a tefillah, and it's very obvious that he's offering a tefillah on behalf of this chola. But if a person finds himself in a situation, let's say I'm in shul and I'm being mispalel for a chola who's in the hospital or who's at home and he's not well, so then the Magen Avraham tells us that I should specifically say the name of the chola. Why? So it's based on a Zohar HaKadosh, that the Zohar writes that kol mada efshar lefaret, as much as a person can make clear in his tefillos, is better. Why? We find by Yaakov Avinu when he's being mispalo, hatzileni na miyad achi miyad esav. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, why does he give so many adjectives for his brother? Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad esav. We know who your brother is. You only have one brother. So the Zohar HaKadosh says no, because when a person offers a tefillah, he should try and make it as specific as possible and say exactly who he's talking about. So this is the pshara that the Magen Avraham comes up with, that if it's a chola befanav, you don't recite the name. If it's a chola shelo befanav, you do recite the name. Based on this, the Chasam Sofer explains the psukim by Yitzchak Avinu, that it says, "Vayetar Yitzchak lenochach ishto ki akari." What does it say? Yitzchak and Rivka can't have children, so Yitzchak goes out and he's mispalel in the same room as Rivka. Why? Zaktach sam sefer. I we find Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada. Last time Yitzchak has to daven, he goes out into the field. So why is he going ahead and davening in the same room as his wife now? What's going on? What's the difference? Why doesn't he go out to the field, the same place he worked the first time? Zaktach sam sefer. No, because Yitzchak didn't want to recite the names of Rivka's parents. Rivka's parents were Rishoyim. So if it was going to be a tefillah shalo b'fanel, if he was going to daven for Rivka, not in her presence, he would have had to say her name. But if he was going to be mispalel for Rivka in front of her, so then he doesn't have to specify. So therefore he went, vayetar Yitzchak l'nochach ishto, he bedavka chose to daven in front of her, bedavka that he wouldn't have to recite the name, and that's the way the Chassam Sofer explains why Yitzchak chose this pattern and this style of davening as opposed to the first time when he goes out l'suach basadar. Shlomo Zalman points out in the Halicha Shlomo that when a person is being mispalel in a shul, let's say, for a chole, the most proper thing is that before the tzibur recites the Tehillim, they should say the name of the chole, in order that we should be ma'orer ourselves and have in mind who we're actually being mispalel for. Because the Magen Avraham says that if the chole is not b'faneinu, we should say clearly who it is that we are being mispalel for. Yeah?
So if there's a person who's a chole, but he happens to be in shul,
mm-hmm.
No, God bless him, right? Right. Should you not say we should bear for the person?
So it would seem that not. It would seem that we don't. Unless he's embarrassed and he doesn't want everyone to know that it's him. So then for Kavod Abrius reasons, maybe there's what to talk about. But Stam, if everybody knows this person is sick, he's undergoing some sort of treatment, but he so shows up to shul, so then in such a case we would assume that the Magen Avraham tells us we should not recite the name. Now what happens if a person does not know the name of the chole? Very often it happens, you know, Mr. This is sick, Mr. Ploni is sick, but we don't really know his full name, we don't know his first name, his last name, we just know his nickname. So what do we do in such a case? So the Archos Rabbeinu, which is the official biography of the Stipler, they quote that when the Stipler was being mispalel for Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, when he was sick, so he just said, he didn't know his name, so the Stipler said, Ribbono Shel Olam, he offered a tefillah, give a refuah shlema to the Baal Chazon Yecheskel, to the person who wrote the Sefer Chazon Yecheskel, and the Stipler said, that's good enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who I'm talking about. They say another story there in the Archos Rabbeinu that the Chazon Ish was once being mispalel for a chole, and he went through the whole tefillahs, and then afterward he said a mishaberach, and then the Talmidim came to him and they said, oh, by the way, you know they did a Shini Hashem, so maybe you should go ahead and recite all the Tehillim again because it didn't work. The person changed his name. So Chazon Ish said, no, the Eibush Deveis Vemen Menment. He knows who we're talking about. Don't worry about it. There's nothing to worry. He knows who I'm talking about. It was this chole. His name was, for the last 35 years, this was his name. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows exactly what I'm saying. And therefore we see that even if a person does not know the name and the chole is not befonav, it shouldn't hold him back from saying a tefillah. You let him say his English name. Let him just recite the tefillah and have in mind who he wants to be being mispalel for. So we know that the minig is, when we're being mispalel on a chole, we recite the name of the chole and his mother. So where does that come from? So, just as an aside, the Ishei Yisrael quotes that what happens when a mother is being mispalel for her child? Let's say there's something wrong with the child, so what does she say? So the Ishei Yisrael writes, and in such a case, the Acharonim say she should just say Biti Ploni or Bni Ploni. There's no reason to say Bas myself, because I'm the one being mispalel. So therefore, that's what the Ishei Yisrael writes. But the Minig actually is that we recite the name of the mother and not the father. Where does this come from? So really, the mucker for that is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samachayim and Beis. Amar Li Aim, one of the Amaron quotes from his mother, that Kol Inyane Bishma De'imi. Anytime you're being mispalel, Rashi explains, Kol Lechishos, anytime you're being mispalel and offering a tefillah, it should be plonis bas plonis b'shem shel ha'em. Rashi says we should recite the ploni, the person's name, ben or bas, the mother, and not the father. That is what the Gemara tells us. And similarly, the Zohar HaKadosh points out, this is what the Acharonim and Shulchan Aruch bring, that the Zohar HaKadosh brings out that David HaMelech, when he is being mispalel, he says, ani avdecha ben amasecha. He recites his mother's name, he doesn't say his father. So what is this all about? Where does this come from? So let's just offer a couple of reasons. The Ben Ishchai writes in his Tshuvas in the Torah Lishma that the reason for this is because on the father, generally, there's going to be more of a kitrug in Shemayim than on the mother. Why? Because the father's mechuyev in Talmud Torah. So it's very easy for us to be mevatel Torah. 1 second in the day, you're nailed. So therefore, when we're asking for it to be ma'oris chus on the chole, so we ask bedavka on the mother, because there's less chances that she was over averis, she's not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that we're chayev in. It's much easier for us to be mevatel mitzvahs than for the woman. She's chayev in less mitzvahs. She's not mechuyev in Talmud Torah. She doesn't have an issue of carry. So therefore, the Ben Ishchai writes, that is one of the reasons why we don't want to add any extra kitrug on a chole. So therefore, we recite the name of the mother and not of the father. I saw in the Paras Yosef and Parshas told us that he brings another beautiful explanation, b'shem the Acharonim, and that is the following. That we know, the Gemara tells us that how does a person know who his real father is? So the Gemara just says, Rov be'ilas achar abal. We assume that probably the mother had the child from the father, but we don't know for sure. So therefore, the Paris Yosef quotes from some achronim, so we need, when we're being mispallel on a chola, we don't want that our tefillah should be a tefillah shav or a tefillah sheker. We don't know if this is really his father. We know it's certainly his mother. A person knows bevada who the mother is, but we don't know for sure who the father is. So therefore, the Paris Yosef writes that this is why we recite the name of the mother and not the father, because we don't want our tefillah to end up being a tefillah shav. Just one ha'ara before we end, and that is that Reb Nevensal has a kasha based on this idea. He has a kasha on Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, a Kohen is sick. So what do we say? Let's say Reuven, Ben, Miriam, HaKohen, right? That's what we say. So why is that the case? The only reason we know he's a Kohen is from his father. His mother's not a Kohenist. The only reason we know he's a Kohen is from his father. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said we should say HaKohen anyway. Frek Reb Nevensal, if the whole reason why we only say the name of the mother and not the father is because we don't know for sure that he is the child of his father, new, so then we shouldn't recite HaKohen either. We're only reciting the mother's name. If you're going to say HaKohen, then you should say the father's name. That's the Ha'ara of Reb Nevensal. I thought it was a very beautiful chab, and something to think about. If anyone has anything to offer on that, I would be very interested. There's more kitchuk, right. So you could be going with the first reason that the father is just a kitchuk. But this is, okay, just offering two suggestions. On the second suggestion, there's a little bit of a Ha'ara. I wish everyone a wonderful evening.